So, I got crisps, I got candy, and I got a bunch of groceries for tomorrow. But who cares about that? Did you finally decide on what movie we're gonna watch tonight? Oh my god, you're literally so indecisive. Why are you like this? I swear to god, we're just gonna end up rewatching How I Met Your Mother episodes for like the trillionth time, aren't we? Hey, we had a division of labor going on here, okay? You chose to stay here while I did groceries, okay? You literally had one job and you failed. Men are so useless. All men do nowadays is just being indecisive and look pretty. How dare you? Your prettiness will only get you so far, mister. You better help me unpack those groceries, or I'm personally bringing back toxic masculinity in this household. Yes, of course I got your favorite. Why are you such a slut? Oh my god. Literally walking around, man titties and abs out for the whole world to see. And for what? Have some self-respect, you whore. Button that shirt back up before I do something about it. And no, you don't look hot. Nuh-uh. You don't. Shut up. This doesn't make up for you being unable to decide on what movie we're gonna watch. Just because you look like you walked out of one doesn't give you the right to forsake your duties. Okay. Let's get these groceries unpacked before we get distracted. Those fucking pants make me so mad. Why do you look that good in them? It's just a stupid pair of pants. It's actually so annoying. Oh, is that how it's going to be tonight? Is that how you're gonna act? You're really gonna misbehave after your earlier display of incompetence at choosing a movie. And you expect this behavior to go unpunished because being handsome won't save you this time, you know. Oh, you want to be punished. So that's the kind of mood we're in tonight, huh, mister? What do you mean? I'm always mean to you. Isn't that half of the reason why your masochistic ass is so in love with me? Oh, I can be real mean. Don't you worry. You do not want me to be that mean. Ugh. Babe, I made that guy cry with just my words. You don't want that. Trust me. Yes, I know you like it when I'm mean and condescending, but are you sure about this? Oh, you're gonna talk about how I should smile more? Okay, someone actually said that to me. Like, he genuinely believed women were meant to be nothing but, like, housewives or something. You know what? Fine. But you better drop the safe word the second things become too much, or I'm actually gonna kill you. You want mean. Your wish is my command. I'll give you fucking mean and condescending. Oh, You don't want me to pull on the collar of your shirt? Is it too expensive? Is it your favorite? That's too bad, sweetheart. I'm not doing this in the living room. Take off your clothes and get on the bed. You know what? You can leave the shirt on, since you like it so much. It's gonna get just as ruined as you are. That way you'll have a little reminder of your place. Oh, look at your cock. Already hard for me. How cute. Tell me, babe. What did it for you? Me touching your shirt? Or when I look in your general direction? Seriously, how are you already hard? I haven't even done anything. At least try to make it difficult for me. Hands at your side, sweetheart. You're clearly not in a position to use that silly little brain of yours tonight. So I'm gonna be making the choices for you. And all I need to hear in return is, yes, miss. Got it? Look at you! You learned so fast. You said it all by yourself without any help. I'm so proud of you, baby. I think you deserve a little reward. So, I'm just going to grab this big bottle of lube and place it next to your cock to get it nice and slick. I'm not laughing at anything. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just holding the bottle. I don't know why you have to get so worked up, baby. Please just what? I'm not comparing anything, sweetheart. If I was comparing something, that would imply there was something to compare. That the things were even remotely in the same category. But I get that this might be a little bit difficult for you to understand. You see, this is a bottle. Bottle. Say it with me, sweetie. Bottle. Oh, you don't want to say it. Is your big masculine pride hurt by the big bottle? Well, if you want me to lube up your cock, you're gonna say it for me. You're gonna say, please use that big bottle to lube up my cock, miss. Oh, no, honey, you didn't say it right. Big bottle. Not big. Big. That's better. Now say thank you. Good boy. Do you think you deserve my hands on your cock? Don't answer that yet. Do you know what I love about asking you questions? The look in your eyes. The fear. No, not just fear. Terror. You are absolutely terrified of making the wrong choice. It's adorable. And such a delicious look to witness. But don't worry, sweetheart. Your choice will always be the wrong one, no matter how hard you try. Hands at your sides. You're at my mercy now. Now, Let me ask you again. Do you think my perfect goddess hands should be on your cock? Oh, where did your voice go, sweetheart? Aren't you a big, strong man? Speak up, baby. Use your words. Are you happy you made this choice? Mm-hmm. You won't be once I'm done with you. Oh, baby. Does it feel good? I'm glad. You know, I'm a bit curious. Because I'm wondering as to who gave you permission to close your eyes and look away. Are you going to answer me? Oh, it felt good. Oh, thank God. Feeling good obviously gives you a free pass to completely ignore me. My bad. You're completely right. As soon as you feel good, you should just stop paying attention to me. Because why would you listen to your girlfriend, right? You didn't mean it like that? Sweetie, I don't give a flying fuck. I don't care how you meant it. Listen to me and listen fucking carefully. You don't fucking move. You don't fucking look. And you don't fucking think without begging me for permission first. Keep your fucking eyes open, you stupid slut. You're welcome, baby. Just keep your eyes glued to my tits in this tank top, okay? Oh, I'm so good to you, aren't I? Do you think you deserve this? You don't. You think you're lucky just to be in the presence of a goddess like me? Well, in that case. Well, you clearly said you didn't think you deserved to be jacked off by me. So I stopped. Oh, so you do think you deserve it. You feel entitled to my body, my time, my sexuality? Baby, when are you gonna learn? There is no right answer. You keep trying to please me, but you never, ever will. Every action you make will only lead you towards denial. So is this what you wanted? Don't you think it's a little pathetic to want this? To crave your mind being toyed with for my pleasure? To want your role to be this, a mindless, desperate, throbbing mess for me. A girl that does nothing but ruin what little pleasure you get out of this. Don't you think it's a little sad that me pointing this out is only making you leak and throb even more. You want to buck your hips for me? Oh, you can't help it. So, you don't want to buck your hips? Why would you want my permission if you can't help it? Aren't you just gonna do it regardless? You look like you're about to cry. Oh, you must need my approval really bad, though. Especially since it feels so good. And your body just knows it would feel so much better if you just thrust your cock into my hands. But your mind knows what will happen if you don't get my permission, right? The pleasure will stop completely. So who do you think will win? Your body or your mind? Take your time, sweetheart. Formulating sentences can be so hard. I get it. It's not easy to use your mouth for anything other than licking and kissing and whimpering and saying, "Pretty, pretty, please, miss, please, can I hump your perfect hands?" Oh, and there it is. I wonder when it'd come out. You can buck those pretty hips of yours for mommy. But every time you do, mommy's grip is gonna loosen for a few seconds. It's for your own good. We need to make sure you don't get too excited. Because excited boys forget their place. I like my boys needy, aching, desperate, and obedient. Don't squirm, baby. Keep your body under control. I know your silly brain is only thinking about one thing, and one thing only. Finding a tight, tight little hole to thrust into so you can spray a big sticky load out of that pretty little cock of yours. But instead, every time you thrust, you get punished. Your pleasure fades. When all your body was trying to do was give you more pleasure. I decide when you get pleasure, sweetheart, not your body. Say it for me, baby. Say that only I get to decide how good you get to feel. Good boy. Why are you gripping the sheets like that, sweetie? Is it hard to lie still and get your cock stroked? Is this too difficult of a task for you, baby? You keep squirming. Your entire body is shaking. Are you sure you can handle this? Do I need to stop stroking? I thought you'd react like that. Tell me, baby. Are you shaking from pleasure or fear? The right answer is both. Hearing you whimper is so fucking priceless. Where is all that confidence, huh? Where's that arrogant attitude of yours now? Are you starting to regret asking me to be mean? Aw, you really took your time to formulate the perfect response, didn't you? You still failed, though. I would have touched your cock regardless. So all that little request did was put you into the state of constant aching, mind-breaking pleasure. Would you like it if I sucked your cock? If I took it all the way down my little throat? If I gagged and choked like a whore until you come deep into my fucking throat? Say what? Yes, you would love me to give you a blowjob right now. Well, in that case, you really shouldn't have asked me to be mean to you now, should you? Oh, it was just a joke. It didn't sound like a joke to me, sweetheart. As your partner, I take your input and your words very, very serious. I'm just being a good, respectful girlfriend, and I'm listening to your wishes. So, you should be thanking me. You're welcome, my love. Am I going to let you come? Are you asking me that because you're close? Baby, unlike you, I know how to use my brain. We've been together for long enough to realize when you want to spurt all that thick, sticky cum out of that pretty cock of yours. So, answer the question. Oh, you forgot already. Is your mind just filled with thoughts of my pretty face, with your cock stuffed into it? With that feeling that I know you can remember, of my throat squeezing around your throbbing, leaking cock. Oh, the sounds of my gags and moans and whimpers as I swallow every last drop like the fucking cock whore that I am. Is that it? It seems like you did remember the question. Or did you just feel the need to whimper out that you were close? Because your subby little brain demanded you announce your little orgasm. Oh, don't look embarrassed. I won't make you answer that. I already know you're just a stupid little hand-humping puppy from Mommy at this point. Another benefit of knowing how you look when you're about to come. I know exactly when you're about to come, baby. Let me rub my hands up and down your thighs a bit to calm you down. I know how much you like that. Oh, that just gets you closer to the edge. Oops. Oh my God. Are those tears in your eyes? Do you really want to come that badly after just a few minutes of edging? I was planning on doing this for hours. Sweetheart, if you grab the sheets any harder, you're gonna tear holes in them. Oh, I gotta say, I absolutely adore the sight in front of me. Big, strong, manly man shaking all over. Shirt unbuttoned. A pool of pre-cum dripping down both sides of your body. Staining the underside of your shirt. Tears in his eyes, holding onto the sheets for dear life. Tell me, sweetheart, Are you gripping the sheets to keep yourself from slamming my slutty fucking face onto your cock and making me suck you like a good little fuck toy until you come? Sweetheart, my hands are no longer anywhere near your cock. Why are you thrusting into the air like that? There's nothing to thrust into you, silly, silly boy. Although you could change that, couldn't you? A single movement and your cock would be engulfed by my warm, wet, gorgeous mouth. But you're too much of a slave to my words, aren't you? You know a single wrong movement would make me disapprove. And you would never, ever do anything to upset your mistress. Because you know deep down that my enjoyment is more important than yours. You know that you're just my pretty little plaything, don't you? So you're gonna be a good boy, gripping sheets and thrusting into the air, hoping, praying that I get my sweet, sweet fingers on that throbbing, leaking cock of yours. I'm going to keep going until your brain leaks out of that fucking cock, baby. What if I ease the trembling a little bit and lightly drag my fingers all across your body? It never stops being adorable. I know you want to say no, silly boy. I know you want to tell me to just put my hands on your cock already. But you would never regret such a generous offer from your perfect, flawless girlfriend, would you? So you're gonna let yourself get tormented and feel every nerve ending on your body activate by the touch of my finger. Every single one. Except the ones on that pretty cock of yours. I can't believe it's still throbbing like that, sweetheart. Oh, you've been edging yourself before. Is that why you couldn't pick a movie? Were you too busy being a little edge slut for mommy? It's okay, baby. The worse this is for you, the more fun it is for me. How did you edge for me, baby? Were you making slow, deliberate strokes from the base of your cock all the way up to the top? Or were you going fast, humping your hand like a desperate slut, just thrust, thrust, thrust into your hand over and over and over again? Is that it? Or did you hold your cock nice and tight, rubbing the head oh so slow, covering it in your own pre-cum, getting it all shiny and pretty from mommy? Why are you looking away, baby? Oh, your head just went back from the pleasure. Baby, do I really need to teach you the same lesson twice? Your eyes stay on me. You really are dumb, aren't you? Just good for stroking and panting and humping and coming. Oh, so much coming. It's okay, baby. You can be mommy's little hand-humping puppy. It's all you're good for. Mommy, please, what? I know it's hard for you to use that little brain of yours. I know you just want to focus on feeling good and making pretty moans for Mommy, but try to form a sentence for me, okay? You don't need to do anything. Remember, baby, I decide how much pleasure you get. Oh, you can't help it. Oh, are you too dumb to even control your own body? When you see Mommy's pretty tits in a pretty tank top and listen to the pretty voice coming out of Mommy's pretty mouth. Oh, baby, you did not just come. I wasn't even touching your cock. Look at it, just leak out. Oh, you can slam your hands into the sheets all you want, baby. Just know that it was all your fault. Oh, fuck. I love hearing you cry out of desperation like this. Normally, all the cum spurts out of your cock, doesn't it? Normally, nice, thick, sticky ropes of cum explode out of that throbbing cock. Such a satisfying release, both visually and pleasure-wise. But now, you can see the cum slowly dribble out in a sad, pathetic little stream. Just leak, leak, leak. More and more cum just keeps flowing out. And I know it feels so much worse than a real orgasm. So much less satisfying. And all you'd need to do to make it feel good again is grip your pretty cock nice and tight. And to just give it a few nice, pleasurable thrusts. But you're too much of a submissive slut to do that, aren't you? So here you are, crying, whining, and leaking more cum with every mean word I say. I bet you're even hornier than before you came. But there's not much you can do about it now, can you? Don't freak out, baby. Mommy's just scooping up some cum. Your entire body just squirms and shakes from a single touch. Is your head a little too sensitive, sweetie? At this point, you're not even producing any coherent sounds. Your mouth is just open. Your eyes are still teary, but all glazed over. It's like your brain short-circuited from all the denial. Did I ruin your last little brain cells, baby? Just nod for Mommy. It's okay. Good boy. Don't worry. You can be my little brainless stroke slut. It was. I was pretty surprised you came like that. Well, good to know we're both equally surprised at your capacity to be a subby little slut for me. Do you want me to bring you some snacks and a towel real quick? Or do you just want me to stay here and hold you for a bit? No, babe. No more trick questions, I swear. Ugh, shut up, dude. I don't want to hear you go all strong, manly man on me, okay? You don't need to prove yourself to me. You're not any less manly for enjoying this. And you're not somehow more manly for being too cool for proper aftercare or whatever. I love you, you idiot. I love every fucking part of you. Oh my god, I'm literally not even being slightly cheesy, and you're actually the worst. I can't even say I love you now. Is that a forbidden phrase now? Am I only allowed to degrade you from now on? Well, that's too bad, because I was totally planning on doing some cock worship later tonight. I mean, as long as you can handle going for round two. This shit was pretty fucking intense. Dude, you were literally crying. Oh my god, you're actually impossible to take care of. You're the most annoying aftercare recipient ever, man. Ugh, you wish you were as good as I am. Mm-hmm. I'm literally the best at getting pampered by you. I mean, it low-key is a competition, though. I'm not gonna lie. You're way behind right now. Mm-hmm. I think the only thing that will save you is, like, putting your head in my lap or some shit. You're horrible. You're actually horrible. Because how are you gonna make me gaslight you into making you accept my aftercare? That is so fucking toxic! Although, you became, like, 200% more bearable when you're laying in my lap, so I guess you can stay. Oh my god, stop calling me mommy. Look, it's hot in the moment, but I swear, if you start calling me mommy in regular conversations, I'm taking away your phone privileges, young man. I hate you. I actually hate you. I was supposed to be doing the bullying tonight. How dare you? Oh, you finally decided on what to watch. Dude, How I Met Your Mother again? Ugh, fine. Just because you were so much fun to toy with. But your head stays on my lap unless you're eating or drinking. Deal? All right. One sec. Let me just get... Hey! I literally reduced you to tears. I was literally mean to you for like the past fucking hour. And it took you like 5 minutes to regain your arrogant ass attitude and start smacking my fucking ass? I'm not smiling. Shut up. Do you want to fucking watch How I Met Your Mother for the millionth time or what? I'll prepare the snacks. Pick whatever episode you feel like watching. I don't really care which one. Well, actually, I do care. Everything except that last fucking episode. Oh, and... sorry for ruining your shirt, I guess. Although, it's kind of your pre-cum's fault. So... Oh, you're gonna get me back. Oh no, I'm so scared. You're gonna treat me like a total slut and ruin my clothes. Oh no, that's literally the worst thought ever. I would absolutely not want that to happen. Someone please save me before I get used like a pretty little fuck toy. Help! I love you too, dumbass.